We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money. OG&E. We energize life. Pepsi, your official soft drink partner of Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. Pepsi, that's what I like. Bank of Oklahoma, long live your money. And by Tiger Drug, proudly serving Stillwater and surrounding communities for over 100 years. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Glad to have you with us on this Thursday night. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show and the continuation of about as good a week in Gallagher-Iba Arena as you'll ever see. I can't remember the last time Oklahoma State hosted Kansas and Oklahoma in the same week, but that's where we stand. And the first one went great. The Cowboys defeated Kansas 75-70 by scoring the last 8 points of the game. Now the Sooners will be here for a Saturday evening game. Oklahoma State's next game, which was scheduled at West Virginia, has been postponed already because of COVID issues in the West Virginia program. So a game on Saturday and then a week between games because of the COVID complications. We'll talk about the Cowboys' big win over Kansas, also preview Oklahoma, when Coach Boynton joins us after these messages. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
You drive by Legacy Village, Stillwater's premier retirement community, and think, that would be a nice place to call home. We all do. It's beautiful, luxurious, and you deserve it. This is the time to let someone else take over the worry. You just enjoy life. You will be happy knowing you are safe and get the help you need. Legacy Village of Stillwater offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call or visit today, 405-246-0888. This is your legacy, Legacy Village.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond. Contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud partner of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
It's Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. Glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy basketball. And Coach Boynton is here. And, well, I'm not sure why I even say this because they've almost all been wild recently. But Tuesday was wild again. It was wildly fun at the end. I'll say that.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And obviously, you always feel much better when it's wild and you come out as the victor. There's some value in experience. You know, we don't have an old team, but our experience this year has given us an opportunity to do what we did the other day. And there was a moment where I'm sure the guys were questioning things, but the only thing we talked about in every timeout was, let's win the next 4 minutes. Let's make sure that we get a stop on this possession. Let's run our offense. Let's execute. Let's not pass up a good shot because we're tentative. And, you know, the kids went out there and played their guts out. I mean, they played really, really hard. They played for each other. And they played to win. We made winning plays, and we failed to make winning plays in the final stretch versus both TCU. We talked about the three or four possessions there late. And then the same thing against West Virginia, where we had even a bigger lead and just we couldn't turn off the water, if, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
The other day we turned off the water, and we got the tide moved back in our direction.
You know, and it would just, and let's face it, it's human nature to think, here we go again, kind of the Eeyore attitude, you know, here we go, woe is me. They just, you could almost sense it. The play Cade Cunningham made, plays Bryce Williams made, it almost seemed like from the outside looking in, there was almost just a complete willingness to say, no.
Absolutely.
No way. Not again.
And that's one of the things that I've always told people, that I've had people say, hey, man, when are we going to see, like, this great Cade Cunningham, like, performance? And I'm like, it's probably not going to show up the way people think it would, right? This 50-point outburst where he makes 9 threes or has 6, you know, thunderous dunks. That's not how it looks for him. And I've been fortunate that I've seen him play great without having big numbers, because what he does is impact winning, and he helps his teammates understand the value of getting good shots, of sharing the basketball, of being locked in on the defensive end and key moments. And so you're going to see a game like the other night where he's coming off his lowest probably shot field goal attempt game of his career at K-State. He only took 3 shots, only one in the second half of a Big 12 game. But he knew, because he knows, that he had to be more aggressive against Kansas to really put us in position. So you saw it first half. He came out and he helped set the tone for us. He put us in position to get a good lead, to let Kansas know that, hey, this isn't going to be easy. If you win, you're going to have to earn it. And then he fed that confidence to his teammates. And then in the second half, he had some huge rebounds, made some tremendous defensive plays, and got his teammates shots, because the truth is, you know, Bill Self's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. He wasn't going to just like, hey, go one-on-one for,
right,
you know, 20 more minutes and have 40 points. So they went to zone for a while with a lot of eyes and attention and hard closeouts on them. And then they even went to a triangle two, which is a, you know, most people refer to it as a junk defense, but it's designed to throw the rhythm of the other guys off while containing, you know, one or two of your better players. So they put one guy on Cade. They put a guy on Bryce, and then they kept two guys in the lane as kind of spies, if you will, for lack of a better term, in football.
That football,
right?
Term, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so they put McCormick and Obagi as secondary defenders for Cade, both of them. And then they had one guy, basically, I think it was Jalen Wilson or Tristan and Aruna, responsible for the other three guys on the court. And it kind of stymies the other guys, right? If you're one of those other guys, particularly if you're younger, if you're Avery Anderson, or if you're Rondell Walker, if a team played that defense, you probably didn't notice, because you were the guy that somebody was guarding.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
They would put the box and one against Avery Anderson in high school on Avery Anderson.
He's the guy that's being guarded.
Right. And you don't know how it affects you when you're not being guarded, and you start questioning, should I take this wide open shot? There's 20 seconds on the shot clock. Or should I move it and pass it to the guy who's guarded? So psychologically, it took a while. It'd be interesting for me to go study it, those possessions, for our next time we plan, because I certainly think that's something they felt comfortable with and we may see again.
Basketball is so interesting that way. I can remember years ago playing Iowa State when Fred Hoiberg was coaching, and they were dribble drive, penetrate and pitch, penetrate and pitch, penetrate and pitch. Well, we went zone on them. Nobody had done that. People thought, that's the craziest thing you can do to a three-point shooting team. What it did is it changed the passing angles and how they were getting their shots enough that all of a sudden you get forced. You could not stop them to save your life. Then you get four straight stops. You end up winning the game because you finally kill the offensive momentum. It's interesting. What sometimes seems like, oh, my gosh, that's not really a good idea. The sport seems to be so based on rhythm and comfort that if you disrupt that, something that seems like a ridiculous idea sometimes can be a really good idea.
Sure. We've seen it with West Virginia against us. So when we've had success against West Virginia in my time here, both as an assistant and as a head coach, it's been because their style played into our hands. Pressed Virginia. When they've pressed us,
yeah,
we are able to get out in transition.
Absolutely.
And then when they go against that, because that's what we've prepared for, it kind of throws your thought process off, and they're playing in half court. Like, this isn't what we were expecting. We saw last night, Texas probably has the most experienced collection of guards in our conference in terms of guys who've played together. But they like rhythm in the half court. They're very good offensively in the half court. Well, Tex up there, and they just kind of throw caution to the wind, and they go press them in the last couple minutes of the game.
Sure did.
And forced two huge turnovers in that game that gave them a chance to win. So you're right. The game is about rhythm. It's about comfort. It's about guys understanding where they're going to get shots from. And so, you know, for instance, in our game the other day in the triangle two, you know, psychologically, Rondell Walker's looking over at the bench like, should I shoot the shot? And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you practice it every day.
Yeah, you're just in here at 10 o'clock at night shooting
right,
these shots,
exactly.
Unguarded. A manager's
right.
Fetching balls
absolutely.
For you, and you're just shooting. Which, going back to the whole rhythm thing, is one of the reasons why you've had success against Kansas. You've always disrupted their rhythm. That goes all the way back many years ago. Always seems like we've had a good way to get them out of their rhythm.
Yeah, and again, I can only speak to my time here, but I know that the few times that we've had success in my time as a head coach, it's been because, you know, Bill Self's a really, really good coach. No one will argue that. He's in the Hall of Fame for a reason, national championship level coach. At his core, we talked about, he wants to play through his bigs. He really does, you know, and in many ways, I'm not sure how much he's resisting. I can't speak to that, but this change isn't necessarily his identity to go to being more of a predominantly three-point shooting team. So now they're playing one big, but they still want to play through him. And what we see is they're a really good three-point shooting team.
Yeah.
And if you don't give them a bunch of rhythm catch-and-shoot threes because you're in rotation, and then you try to force them to beat you to the strength that their coach wants to play through.
Right. Right. Right.
We had success against them my first year as a head coach, but Isabuki kicked our butts. I mean, he's got Mitchell Solomon. I feel bad for him still. I still feel like I owe Mitch Solomon a steak dinner because of what, just leaving him in there by himself. And the one time they beat us that year, Isabuki didn't play in the conference tournament. They made a bunch of threes. And the same thing the last couple of years, when we've not allowed them to get comfortable shots from the three-point line, we've had a better chance to beat them. And Tuesday was another example of that.
Your team's so much fun to watch. And of course, we're biased because we're Oklahoma State people. But I think people across the country enjoy watching your team play. You have Cade, who's such a unique and gifted player, doesn't come along all that often. You have a team that plays very well, playing fast. Guys are, you know, having fun. They're fun to watch. But you have a tremendous player, maybe the first pick in the draft, and a team that likes to play fast. So are you thinking in your mind, and I think I hear you saying this, we'd better be ready for anything because you have that unique, challenging combination that can be hard to prepare for. So I guess you and your staff probably have to think, hey, Lord only knows what we might see. Because teams will probably go to extreme, and I would guess as we get later in the year, it's going to get more extreme, trying to figure out how to make this work to get you out of your rhythm.
Yeah, so you know, just kind of look at us in comparison to the rest of the conference, the tempo at which we play. I mean, it's like we don't belong in the league.
Oh, you're 100 spots ahead of the other teams in the conference in the KenPom analytics as far as pace goes.
And we're playing really good teams. And these teams are all really, really good defensively. We talked about it last week, I think. We're in the 20s in defensive efficiency. Maybe we drop into the 30s now. But that makes us like eighth in the conference.
Yeah. I mean,
and so it's not that we're not good. It's just that we have really elite defensive teams in our league. So that makes a contrast. You know, K-State was a great example last week. We want 90 possessions in a game. They want 50. And so we found a balance. We got to about 70 possessions. And we were able to outwill them a little bit the other day. Kansas wants to play fast, but they don't want to play as fast as we do right now. And our depth in the backcourt is what I feel best about. We still need to get a little bit more from our front court because ultimately we're going to have to get some scoring and some rebounding and rim protection in there. But when we don't, for now, you know, you got to play with what you have. And I feel very comfortable putting five guards out there and making the other team adjust to us.
You know, you look at it and we were talking about this taping the television show. Cade's contributions, the play he made at the end was tremendous, but the play Bryce Williams made at the end, that was really, really good.
It's a winning play. We talked about it. There's a time, and you don't know. It's the beauty of the game of basketball, right? If your closer comes in the ninth inning and he blows the lead, that's pretty much – It's really that simple. Now, maybe you could have scored a couple more runs earlier in the game, but, you know, the closer just didn't get it done. In the game of basketball, a lot of times what's pointed to is maybe the last possession, but there's a lot of moments in the game that make a difference. And so, you know, Bryce Williams made a huge play late. I think somebody in our staff said that's his third walk-off steal, if you will, in the game this year because he had one at Marquette.
Yeah,
and then he had one against Texas Tech on the road, and so twice on the road, and now he gave our fans one, and boy, it was much needed because I'm sure Kansas was working as hard as they could to get a three-point shot off there. But he's got tremendous feel and great vision. He plays safety as a football player growing up, and can really read the eyes, you know, of a quarterback, if you will, and then he can go make the play. And it's one thing. I was able to read the play. I was a high IQ guy, but I couldn't physically go do it. So
better watch it. Coach Gundy, Colby Harvell-Peels decided he's not coming back. He might want to borrow him for a few weeks next year. He keeps making plays like that.
You know, the one thing I feel comfortable with is that I don't think Bryce Williams wants to actually get hit by anybody.
Understood. Very much understood. And, you know, one thing you were pointing to, and you touched on this a bit, was, you know, getting Kansas out of rhythm. And no matter which Kansas team it is, they gather a lot of assists. They're good passing teams. They run good offense. All the things that lend themselves to that. They play inside out. They made 28 baskets and had 9 assists. And that was it.
Yeah.
And whereas you had 15 and 25.
Yeah, again, some of that is credit to our players, but a lot of it, I have to be honest, is a credit to our staff, Eric Pastrana and Cannon Cunningham and Scott Sutton, you know, Barry Henson's helping us, and Keaton Page, all those guys that do so much prep work, and they study the numbers and they digest where teams are having success and how. And the one conference game that they had lost at this point to Texas, it was their lowest assist game of the year. It was the only time they were held under double digits in assists. Talk about rhythm, guys feeling comfortable, a lot of people touching the ball. And so we studied that, and we thought one of our strategies needed to be, how do we limit their assists? How do we make them play one-on-one more? And we switched a little bit more to keep our guys in front of them. And then when they threw it inside, we didn't double team. And so that kept guys home on shooters. And, you know, for a while, you look out there, you're like, are these guys going to keep letting McCormick just catch the ball and go score inside? And, yeah, you got to understand that the thought process is, if they don't hit a bunch of threes, we've got a much better chance to win.
Is that a byproduct of how the game has changed? Because now with teams playing four out, one in, sometimes even five out, is that now going to have to become, and you're seeing it become, a more predominant way of thinking? Because what everybody wants to do is penetrate and pitch. You know, they know, drive and kick, go inside and out. Somebody squared up to shoot a three. Is that going to lead to more of that mentality, to where if you've got a post, it's like, hey, we're not going to allow the, I mean, that's part of how the game has changed, right? Last 10 years.
Absolutely. And you know, we've lived it on the other side. In our first Big 12 game, we scored 50 points in the paint. We scored 50 points in the paint and didn't win.
Against TCU.
And we didn't make enough threes. I think they made three more threes than we did, which wasn't a ton more. But in a one-point game, it's a big deal.
Sure it is.
And so, obviously, we could have made free throws better. There's a lot of things, but it's the game has changed for sure. And you got to be able to have guys who can step up there and give you a chance when they're open. And you got to be able to get them open and draw the defense. And so when you're not helping them, when you're not in rotation, you're not giving up threes, you have a much better chance. We talk about the value shots. You know, that's where the analytics come into play. And they don't – I don't live and die by them, but I pay attention.
What is the defensive answer to all of this? I mean, we just covered one answer, and that is just don't help. I mean, do you see other things? You know, it seems like high-level sports are all about adjustments and then the counter and then another adjustment. I mean, are there options? I mean, where somebody's going to come up with this wonderful revelation as to how to maybe – put a halt to this?
Well, the first answer is before the season. It's in recruiting.
Sure. Because, I guess it does come down to players at the end of the day.
Well, not just talent, right? Length and athleticism and the ability to close out to guys. And then the ability to move your feet and stay in front of the ball. We talked about contain and dribble penetration. Well, again, I love Thomas Izagua. He didn't have the greatest feet. If he got caught on the island, we needed to know where his help was coming from. Right. And so now we've got guys who are better. Avery Anderson, Bryce Williams, Rondell Walker, Isaac Likely. You got four of those guys on the court at one time. There's very few guys who are just going to beat one of those guys one on one. And if they do, who are we going to help from, or are we going to help at all? And so that starts in recruiting. But then the schematic part is, you know, how do you build your defensive scheme so that you're not in rotation as much as maybe you otherwise will. And that's why you've seen some more zone from us this year as well.
Sure. Well, and it's interesting. You know, what you're just describing is why your roster looks the way it does.
Absolutely.
Length it's, and closing out shooters without having to be hugged up on them. You know, the longer you are, the further back you can be, right?
Absolutely. And you know, there's a process, right? There's a thought that goes into who we recruit, why, and what we think is important for us to have success. Because as much as we want the best guys, we also want them to fit. And there was a lot of question about whether you could play Ice and Cade, and whether you could play Ice, Cade, and Avery. Well, now we've put Rondell and Bryce out there with those three guys sometimes, and we've still found a way to have some success winning three of our last four ball games with those guys playing a lot of minutes for us. So, as we move forward, we'll continue to evaluate and adjust to the game, but we also want to make other teams adjust to us.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, click, clunk, click, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
My name's Tony Tornado. I write and star in my own shows and movies. My crew knows that I dream of Hollywood. They also know that I love Mountain Dew. But there's so much more they don't know. Sometimes at night, I look up at the stars and think, I know why Mountain Dew's so crucial to my existence, but does anybody else? See, Dew's the green gold circulating through my veins. It makes Tony Tornado believe that he can do anything. So now you know my secret. But there's so much more you don't know.
Do the Dew.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chickasaw is a proud supporter of the Stillwater community and OSU Athletics. Our services include residential and business phone service, high-speed DSL, as well as enterprise business and connectivity solutions. There's no cost to switch from your current provider, and we don't require a contract. Chickasaw Telecommunication, your hometown provider for over 20 years, is ready to serve all your telecommunication needs.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Saturday, Oklahoma in Gallagher-Iba Arena. We'll talk about the Sooners as we roll along here. You know, Avery Anderson, since he's entered the starting lineup, I think he's averaging 11 points per game. And the thing is, I asked him about this in the pregame interview the other day. You would not think of someone 6'2", 170, 6'2", 175 as a great rebounder or someone that could really, in many cases, be impactful on the glass. He is.
Avery Anderson is one of the all-time great competitors that I've been around. And he takes great pride in the opportunities that he's given. He doesn't want to come out of the starting lineup. And so it means enough to him to do whatever our coaches ask. You know, certainly he still makes mistakes. And he's a young guy, right? He's a guy we expect to still be around here for a while and continue to have a great impact on our program. But he loves this game. He loves to compete. And, you know, a lot of people in his ear this summer said, man, like, Ice has been a starting point guard for 2 years, and now they're bringing in the best point guard in the country. Where does this fit for you? How does this work? And, you know, I told him, I said, when you return to campus, I want you here with the mentality that you're going to get better because you're playing with those guys. And that's the way he's approached it. You know, we do a one-on-one drill every day. There's not a single day that he doesn't decide he's going to guard either Cade or Ice the whole day because he knows that that's going to help him. And what he knows is once he goes out into a game, it doesn't matter who we're playing. They're not going to be that much better than what he's seen every day. And that's going to give him a chance to be as prepared and confident going out there that he can have success because he's seen the best that there is.
You know, you look at his conference numbers and you take the West Virginia game out, but he goes, let's see, 4 for 8. Against Texas from the field, gets 11 points. He goes 6 out of 7 against Texas Tech and scores 17. against K-State, he's 5 out of 10. He scores 11. The other night against Kansas, 14 points, you know, 5 of 6. You know, obviously you have plenty of guys that qualify as potential volume shooters, but, you know, you look at those numbers and, you know, it didn't happen against West Virginia, but that's pretty good efficiency. You know, he's getting his scoring in double figures. He's not taking many shots.
Yeah, I think he played well against Texas, which was his first start. I don't remember exactly what his numbers were.
He had 11 points and was 4 for 8.
Yeah, so, you know, he's always been a pretty efficient scorer. The problem was he was always so ball dominant, right? And now he's got to learn how to play as a secondary attacker. And he's a guy that, because Cade and Ice are out there, he could be comfortable playing as a scorer because those guys both facilitate really well. But, you know, I'm proud of his development. I'm proud of his approach. He's a guy who, he's not our best athlete. Bryce Williams probably would take that, but he's our best conditioned athlete. I got no doubt in my mind, Avery could probably play 40 minutes every game for us.
Really?
Absolutely. He's that well conditioned of an athlete. The kid never gets tired. He can run all day. He can compete all day. Now, mentally, he may wear, but physically, he can continue to push himself in ways that I haven't seen many guys be able to do.
How much of a player's ability to do that is, to some extent, God-given based on their cardiovascular system versus what you talked about, just an absolute will to be really good?
Yeah, but there's a great combination there. Probably need a heavy dose of both, right? We can't do much of anything without the ability that God's blessed us with. But then to have that edge, to have that mental capacity to continue to fight when surely physically you're starting to wear a little bit, but not give in to it. And, you know, he's, again, one of the all-time great competitors because he's got that edge. The kid, you know, he's one of those guys that when practice starts, he's ready to go. He's been out there for 30 minutes already. And when it's over, he's one of the last guys to leave. He just loves it. He loves the game. He loves to compete. And he loves to win. So it was one of the big frustrations that that he had last year early on is, you know, when Ice was out, he wasn't able to impact winning as much because he didn't know the game yet. And it was a learning process for him. He's gotten better. And he's taken that experience, and now he's taking his game to a different level, and it's really, really impactful for us.
Generally speaking, in today's game, when players come in, is there a higher learning curve to understand the game?
No question. No question. And I don't know if it's a knock necessarily on any particular one thing or person. The game has changed at the college level in ways that the high school level isn't able to. There just aren't enough guys. So you still only have, you know, most teams in college have two or three, sometimes four, ball-handling playmaker-type guys, right? We're a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is a great example. Kansas has multiple guys who can make plays. So look across the conference, and you can mirror that. Maybe outside the Big Ten because they're much more big, dominant as a conference. But in high school, it's very rare that your best player isn't the guy with the ball in his hands for 80% of the game. And so adjusting to playing with other great players, adjusting to the style that the game is, where more ball movement, more connectivity defensively is important. It takes a while for freshmen, but even for transfers who haven't been in one system for a while.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the guys that have been out. Farron Flavors, what can you tell us about his situation?
Yeah, so he's getting evaluated again today. It's been about a week since we shut him down. We'll see kind of how he's doing. Take a look at his finger if there's a little bit of healing. But we need more time. We'll take it. If he feels like he can start practicing again, he'll start practicing in preparation for this weekend. Again, we don't think it's anything long term, but we want to make sure before we put him out there that he feels as comfortable as possible.
What about Donovan Williams?
So Donovan Williams actually is getting evaluated today as well.
Okay.
He buckled his knee maybe a week ago in practice, and he's had an ACL before. And so we're just taking some precaution with him. And, soon I think we'll get an evaluation of where he is and what the next steps are.
And finally, boy, don't like having to run through a list, but sadly there is one. Chris Harris, what's going on with him?
Yeah, so Chris is out. And he'll miss the rest of the year,
okay.
Unfortunately. He did re-tear his ACL, had surgery, and is on the mend. Surgery went well. It's going to be a while, and for now he's going to be a great teammate and continue to cheer for his guys out there and try to help us coaches prepare these guys to win.
What do you do to support him That can be a lonely place.
Yeah, particularly now, right, where you're actually not encouraged to go spend time with him outside of what we do as a team. Well, he's not doing anything with us as a team. And so we've got to make sure that we're talking to him as much as possible, that he knows that whatever he needs, he can get from us. And then when he is around at practice, that he continues to be engaged, that he continues to read the scouting report. So when he is at games, he can help his teammates during timeouts. And he's a phenomenal kid. Literally, my 5-year-old daughter, we had some really good players. And most people would list Chris down in the middle, probably, of talented guys. That's her favorite. Chris Harris is her favorite. In fact, when he was going in for surgery, she was sad and wanted my wife to bake him some banana pudding. So we baked him some banana pudding. My wife did. I didn't do anything except drive the car and went and dropped it off for him. So great kid. We just need to let him know that, you know, he's got tremendous support, and we look forward to having him back when he gets fully healthy.
There's one thing I've been educated about in the last particularly 10 years of doing this job is, you know, people just read, well, the player's out and he had surgery, and act like it was, you know, they just see it and they act like it's no big deal. A lot of these kids, number one, may have never had surgery in their life. Number two, they've never missed playing before. Number three, their parents may or may not be able to come up here to support them. It's a tough deal. And Dion Amati, who works on our broadcast now, I'll never forget this. And this is the moment that it struck me. Saw him in the bookstore. He'd torn his knee up. He just told me, I'm so scared about surgery. And it's like, wait a second, these are kids. I mean, I was caught in it. You just don't think about, these are traumatic events. And we just write it off as a guy on the disabled list, so to speak. And it's not it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We don't really think about the human aspect of these kids' lives at all.
No, we don't.
In any regards. And it's one of the things that I always try to make sure I'm cognizant of is these are kids. You know, as good as Kate Cunningham is, and as much as people, he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could not imagine living under this kind of microscope when I was 19, or having to try to meet other people's somewhat unrealistic expectations of what I should be able to do and not be able to make mistakes. And if you do, you're highly criticized because you don't care, or you're lazy, or whatever it is. And it is sad in many ways. But what we try to just tell these kids, our program is different in that regard. We do care about you. We're not going to throw you under the bus because, you know, things didn't go well tonight. We talked about it last week. One of the things that I wanted our guys to be reminded of after the West Virginia game, we were a damn good basketball team.
Sure.
We had a 19-point lead. We lost it, but we built a 19-point lead against the number 15 team in the country, and we had them on the ropes and certainly could have won the game. So just because the result didn't go our way, am I supposed to discount all the things that we had done? No, let's find a way to do that more consistently. Let's be that team that can find a way to finish, and I think as a result of that, we've been able to have success since then.
You know, in today's world, right now, more than ever, when people are grumpy anyway, for a lot of reasons, justifiably so.
Somewhat unjustifiably so.
Well, depends on what it is. Sure. I mean, I'm talking about the virus is what I'm speaking of. The virus makes everybody grumpy. All the other stuff, that's for other people. That's for other people to sort out. We're not even going to go there and figure that out. Those people can figure that out. But, you know, for the virus, for the sake of the virus.
Absolutely.
I should qualify that. You know, people are grumpy. When people are grumpy, they get critical.
That's right.
So now it's even more important in the year 2021. People are just, they snap. And so
no question.
Your players are in the spotlight, so they can be victims of that snap.
Easy targets, low-hanging fruit, whatever phrase you want to use. I get it. The fear of the virus is real. I've had family members. My mom has had the virus.
And I didn't know
she
that.
She had it back in June and still hasn't made a full recovery. So I'm well aware of the impact that it could have. And so I want people to know we're not insensitive to that. We're trying to do everything we can to do our part. To keep our guys healthy, to keep them safe, to do what we're trying to do from a mental aspect, to give them a chance to play. There's also some people who just are just angry. They're just angry people. And I don't understand that mentality. I read this great quote. I guess it was from Albert Einstein, however much of a genius he was, many, many years ago. Stay away from negative people. they have a problem for every solution.
Oh, my gosh. That's really good. I'm going to have to use that.
I don't go a day without thinking about that. And when I start hearing and feeling it, I just kind of remove myself because, you know, those people can really have an effect on you and the way you think about life and what's going on. And, yes, we all are going through a difficult time. But, man, if we're healthy, if we've got a good job, there are a lot of people who wish or would definitely. I tell our kids all the time, when I start sensing that our players are having a walk, guys, there are a lot of people out there who would rather be you right now.
Sure.
On scholarship, at a major university, playing in the Big 12, playing basketball, having these resources. Don't walk around like the world is your hard. Now, are there real hard things going on? No question. But let's not. Let's look at some of these things in a positive way. What's something we can learn from this? How can we be better because of it? Because we can't change it. So let's just try to do the best of what we have at this moment.
Pardon the football analogy. This is what I use of friends that are struggling, especially those that are going through grief. It's like, look, you're just trying to make first downs right now. Don't even think about trying to score. Don't even – if you make enough first downs, you'll score.
That's right.
It's an old offensive coordinator, Dana Holgorsen, who was here, is now the head coach at Houston. That's what he used to say.
Yep.
And he talked about it in football and in life. We're just making first downs. We're not trying to – don't even think about scoring. Just move the chains.
That's right. After the West Virginia game and our couple practices leading up to K-State, we scrimmaged without keeping – well, we kept score. We didn't have it on the scoreboard. So we just had a manager keeping the tally.
Yep.
And my thought was, don't worry about the score. If you just, on this possession, if you're on defense, get a stop.
I love that.
When you're on offense, the object is to get a great shot. You can't control whether it goes in. So let's do that for 4 minutes. Because at 4 minutes, we get a break. We can talk about what happened then.
Yep.
So let's continue to do that for 4 minutes every game, every segment we can. And let's see where we are. Can we do our best for this 4 minutes? And, you know, it's kind of – let's get a first down right here.
It's so funny, the psychological part. Pardon me for another jump in here, but it's interesting. There's a guy named Brad Faxon that was one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. And one day he was finished a round, and he was on the practice screen, and he had his eyes closed, and he was hitting putts. And Gary McCord, who's the crazy golf analyst for CBS, is watching, and he finally walks up to him and says, Fax, what on earth? Earth, what are you doing? I'm practicing not caring.
It's unbelievable.
It's profound.
Sure.
That's what you're talking about.
Sure. Don't worry about it.
You can grind yourself into oblivion if you don't watch it.
If we don't get a stop and we don't score, we're not going to win.
Simple deal.
If we get stops and we score, we'll win. It's really not rocket science. There is strategy involved. There are adjustments that need to be made. But don't look up at the scoreboard with 11 minutes to go, we're up 19, and think the game's over. We still have to do those things.
Yeah.
The process doesn't change.
Trust the process and trust who
That's
you
it.
Are, right?
That's it. Yep.
Fascinating. It is so fascinating. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Mike Boynton radio show from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Grom's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Grom's sweet and spicy Gouda burger, available for a limited time at Grom's.
You drive by Legacy Village, Stillwater's premier retirement community, and think, that would be a nice place to call home. We all do. It's beautiful, luxurious, and you deserve it. This is the time to let someone else take over the worry. You just enjoy life. You will be happy knowing you are safe and get the help you need. Legacy Village of Stillwater offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call or visit today, 405-246-0888. This is your legacy, Legacy Village.
You will have a howling good time when you stop by Stone Wolf Casino, located at exit 37 off the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater. On game day or any other day, the casino and bar staff is friendly and there to help keep you safe while you play. Whether you want to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly at Mazzio's Go, or fill up your pockets with winnings, Stone Wolf Casino is the place to be. Stone Wolf Casino, a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics.
Hi, Cowboy fans. Dave Hunziker here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're at Stillwater or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma State Athletics.
Did you know Pike Pass is the fastest, safest, and most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas? Don't worry with the nickel and dimes. Get there in time. Set up an account and a snap online at PikePass.com, by phone at 1-800-PIKE-PASS, or visit one of our stores. A Pike Pass account can be opened for only $40 in prepaid tolls. Hey, Cowboys, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. For more information, call 1-800-PIKE-PASS or visit PikePass.com.
Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us on this windy Thursday night. Be a good day to fly a kite. You might end up in Kansas if you caught a breeze. Or actually, be the other direction. You might end up in Texas.
That's right.
Well, Oklahoma will be here on Saturday to play the Cowboys. And just some observations on what you've seen out of Oklahoma. They beat TCU handily earlier in the week.
Yeah, much improved team, like many of the teams are in our league this time of year. Have more time to practice in this unusual year where you kind of shorten your preseason and you didn't play as many non-conference games. Your teams have taken a little bit longer to kind of turn the corner. Well, you can see that they're turning the corner. Their newcomers in particular are getting much more comfortable in their system. They've always been rock solid defensively. Their numbers are good, but they don't overwhelm you by doing anything in particular. They just don't give you anything easy. They don't foul you. They don't force a ton of turnovers. They have one real rim protector. And so you got to earn everything. And then offensively, themselves, they're really efficient. They spread it around a little bit. And then they've got a bunch of guys who can step up and make shots. Davion Harmon's playing really well. Moja Gibson is playing really well. Austin Reeves playing really well. You know, Brady Manick's numbers, I think, are down, but we know what he's capable of. I mean, I still remember vividly. I mean, he made four or five, maybe five threes before I could blink at Norman last year, and we did a much better job here in Stillwater against him. But he's a guy who's been around. He's from Oklahoma. This game's going to mean a lot to him. And Lon Kruger's a Hall of Famer. And so they got a really, really good team. They'll be one of the top teams in our league and probably NCAA tournament caliber. And so we'll have our hands full. We'll have to do a really good job keeping them off the free throw line because they have, I think they got five or six guys who shoot over 80% from the free throw line, which is outstanding. I think the only team that shoots better from the free throw line than them is K-State percentage-wise. So they're a really good team, and it's going to be a big challenge for us here in Stillwater.
Who do you think makes them go? Or is there one guy?
Reeves is the one that makes them go. He's the one. He's going to initiate it all, and he's gonna terminate it all. So when they need a basket, he's going to be the guy that they put the ball in their hands and let him make the play. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to take the shot, but he's really smart. He's crafty. Flops around a little bit, and because of that, draws a lot of fouls, gets to the free throw line a ton. And so we got to do a good job of being disciplined on him, but making him work for everything.
Defensively, historically, they would switch all the screens 1 through 4, and they are darn good at it. Same thing?
Yeah, they're well connected. You know, in many ways, it doesn't seem like they protect the rim a lot, but they really protect inside the three-point line because they just keep you in front of them. And so they don't give up a lot of easy baskets. They make you shoot threes, and they make you shoot overhand. And then they usually a pretty good defensive rebounding team as well. They don't give up a ton of second-chance points.
How do you think they'll handle your desire to play fast?
I don't know. I'm always curious. I'm always curious, A, how teams will match up to start. right?
Sure.
Because just think traditional basketball. If I say our point guard, you're going to say, all right, our point guard is going to guard your point guard.
Right.
Well, then I put a second point guard out there. Then your point guard can't guard two guys. So someone else is guarding a point guard. Then I put a third point guard out there. And then I put a fourth guy who could be a point guard in Bryce. And just one kind of undersized big in MA. And I'm always curious what teams, first of all, who they'll put on Kate. Most teams want to put their best defender on him. Well, then their second best defender or third best defender is on ice. And then probably they have to figure out if they're going to put a big on one of our smaller guards or if they're going to put a big on one of our bigger guards. So matchups are always something I'm curious to watch. And then us playing fast and then us posting up one of Ice or Cade, what they'll do if they'll double team and then what they'll do in ball screens when we put Cade in them. Are they going to stay with them, which Kansas did early, and he found a few of his teammates open for easy baskets early in the game, which kind of opened it up the floodgates for him. So
you know what we're getting at here in summary is you are a complicated team to prepare for.
Yeah.
When you deal with all the guards and Cade and then playing fast, and the zone that you play is, which is pretty unique because of what it is and the personnel you have, there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's by design. We want to be unique. We want to be different. We don't want to be a team that you just say, all right, here's the point guard. He's going to get the outlet. He's going to have the ball in his hands all the time. It's one of the reasons we made the adjustment to letting Ice initiate offense a little bit more when we came back from break.
Right.
And so that Cade now is a secondary attacker and Ice is attacking a secondary defender earlier in the possession. And then putting those guys in position to post up, which we got to continue to explore because they're both phenomenal, 15 feet and in, and they're really good passers. So if you do double team them now, got to have guys with confidence that can shoot open shots.
We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back with Coach Boynton here on the Mike Boynton Radio Show as we talk Cowboy basketball. You know, we haven't covered this yet, but the atmosphere Monday, given the circumstances, was really good.
It was phenomenal. Man, awfully proud and happy and thankful for our fans, especially our students who've been tremendous.
They've obviously been coming back in town to come to the games.
It's been awesome. And our non-student fan base has been really consistent. Their energy has been really good for our home games. I'm thankful, that they want to come. Right. I'm happy for our players that they can feel that support, because as much as it's not 13, 6, 11, it's better than it is a lot of places around the country right now. We've been in some places where, hey, they haven't had any fans. You know, Marquette and Wichita had just opened up a little bit. And so it's been really, 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 really cool to see, you know, how much our fans care and how much they're willing to do all the things, because we're still following some protocols and having to wear masks and socially distance in the arena. But their energy and their care for what we're doing here is really, really big for us.
You think the players have finally maybe become used to it, or is it something they probably never can get used to?
You know, the hardest part is, I think everywhere those cardboard cutouts,
right?
Like, you know that those aren't people. So, I mean, I hope that didn't come out the wrong way.
No, it did not.
They're pictures of people, though. Like, they're not physical people. And so it's hard to, when that's the thing you see the most of in front of you, to feel like it's normal, because you got to kind of look up. But when you look up, especially in the student section, we see that I think they feel good about it.
Yeah, it's like a movie. You look up and there's those people are so shallow. Well, they're cardboard. There's a reason for that. They don't have any depth. Well, they literally have no depth. They're right there. It is odd.
Very odd.
Without a doubt. Are you, just have a minute or two left.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the approach for the NCAA tournament, the bubble and so forth in Indianapolis, and what they're talking about?
I haven't given it much thought.
Okay.
You know, for me, if we're fortunate enough to get there and we're still fighting this appeal, if we can get through that and we can play, let's go see what it is and let's enjoy the moment that we're in and be thankful that we can be a part of it. So that we're trying to be creative and do things different, I think is good. At the same time, my focus every day is let's try to get better. Let's see if we can prepare it up the best we can for our game in Bedlam this weekend, and we'll go from there.
Very good, Coach. We appreciate the time. Good luck in Bedlam. We're looking forward to it, and we always very much enjoy the visit.
Yeah, I look forward to it. One thing I do want to know, we had over a three-point semester.
Oh, okay.
In the fall again, which is our third straight and six in my first eight semesters as head coach. So kudos to our academic staff. They're doing a tremendous job. And all the things our players had to do with socially distancing in classrooms and all that in the fall. And look forward to getting back in class here next week. We'll get started. And so I think even more students may be back this weekend.
Yeah, sounds great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up in a moment. It's Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma. Load them up and take off on your next epic weekend. Toyota trucks are made to go anywhere and do all the things you love doing. And when your day winds down, one thing is for sure.
Let's come back next weekend.
Absolutely nothing sounds better than an amazing weekend made possible by the virtually indestructible Toyota Tundra and Tacoma.
Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2021 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit buyatoyota.com for details. Offers available in select states and N2121.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hope you enjoyed our program this evening. Bedlam coming up on Saturday as the Cowboys take on the Sooners. Pre-game coverage starts at 6. Tip-off for the Cowboys and Sooners will be at 7 o'clock from Gallagher Iba Arena. Should be an exciting one, as always. Thanks for listening.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. Pepsi, your official soft drink partner of Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. Pepsi, that's what I like. Tiger Drug, proudly serving Stillwater and surrounding communities for over 100 years. And by OG&E, we energize life. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.